Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live all across the country on the Odyssey app. And you can catch us on the TV side on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, July 29th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Allville.
Hello, all. Good morning to you.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Welcome running back. The three-man show this week with EB on vacation this week in Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
I saw his setup on Twitter. He gets the Beach Masters.
I'm in South Carolina in a couple weeks. I will contact the company where they come out and put up the chairs and the umbrellas. Now, we don't have like the big, huge tent you would bring to a tailgate and whatever else they bring in the Outer Banks, but I don't lug all that stuff on my car.
No.
I don't bring that stuff. I don't lug it to and from the beach every day. Now, I'm paying for somebody else to do it, and I look at that bill the following month on my credit card. I'm like, oh, well, that's a pretty big bill. But it's about convenience, JP. It's all about just showing up, plopping down on your spot, and then not worrying about it when you leave. You're paying for convenience. I understand that.
I hear you. I don't know. The beach which I most often go to is in Puerto Rico, and I just pay some donks like $4 per chair. They slide them out.
That's very inexpensive.
I think if you want to get an umbrella,
it's a lot cheaper than what you're going to spend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely more than $4 per chair.
Well, the only thing you can get for $4 at the Atlantis is maybe a small water.
Yeah, I would guess you probably can't even get that.
Right.
But had a good time. Back at it. We'll talk Olympics on the show. We'll talk Commanders training camp. I will say the Atlantis, which Jason has frequented almost 20 times. Yep. Maybe he's already been there 20 times. I've been three times in my life.
I've only heard stories about it and tales about how excessively expensive everything is.
Well, it's a huge water park.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. It's a huge water park / hotel / casino.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
And I enjoyed doing some of the water slides.
Mm-hmm.
I may be getting too old for them.
Well, JP, you're in your 50s. Yes. You're not maybe getting too old for them. You are too old for them.
Well, you see people of all ages doing them. Some of them are harrowing.
Right, sure.
The names of them kind of tell you.
Mm-hmm.
The leap of faith.
Yeah, that's
the abyss.
That's scary.
Yeah. These are not little, you know, when we were working at Wild World, which is now Six Flags.
Correct.
I don't even think they had names for the slides. It was the yellow slide, the green slide.
Correct.
There was one which was a little faster. I believe the blue was maybe 10 feet higher.
Mm-hmm.
There's one there, the leap of faith, which is a straight drop.
Yeah,
and it is the closest feeling to being on a rocket, I think, that you could have in life.
Of course, you feel like you're just going to fall off of it and just start flying through the air.
You keep going up steps, up the steps. You wait in line, and then you're on a ride for about 4 to 5 seconds, and it's a rocket.
I know. I did it one time. Actually, no, I did it twice, and I'll never do it again. It feels unsafe.
Yeah, it's not that I'm too old to do them. There's, like I said, people of all ages. It's that I don't have that youthful enthusiasm to do them over and over again.
Right,
like,
of course.
You used to do roller coasters over and over again, where we would get off a roller coaster,
yeah,
run back around if there was no line, mm-hmm. and do it again.
That is correct.
Those days are done.
Yeah, you just approach things with, you know, you're much more like Jim Zorn. You're very medium at this point.
Got butt-sized when my kids, my older kids, said they would take my youngest, Isabella, mm-hmm. to do the slides.
Sure.
Because then I didn't have to go do them.
And you lounge mm-hmm. by the pool.
And she's 8, and she did all of them. I mean, she's actually not 8. She's 7. So she did all the slides. I think I will show up for one or two.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you can check the box that Dad did it.
Sure.
But
then you go enjoy a frosty drink.
Well, when I did
the margarita.
When I did the leap of faith, I'm going down. It's a straight drop. So you can't see what's ahead of you. It's like a roller coaster. Until you kind of edge up, and they say you got to fold your legs, arms.
Now, is this in a dark tunnel? Like it's completely enclosed? Or
no,
like,
you go up basically a pyramid.
Yeah.
You walk up to the top.
Sure.
And then you have the beginning of the slide where you have the jets of water shooting mm-hmm. out. And you sit down, and the person says, fold your arms, fold your legs. And then once you get to that edge, it's basically a straight drop. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, because... Not on that one, but some of them you shoot through like an aquarium with sharks mm-hmm. right. all around you. But in that one, it's not covered, and you're going straight down. And then at the end, there's a little bit of a cover, like a little bit of a tunnel. And I was thinking, if you put your head up, you'd get decapitated.
Correct.
Now, the physics are probably make it impossible to get your head up.
You're going too fast, I think, to bring your head up.
But it crossed my mind, like, if you did, you would legitimately be decapitated.
Yeah. I guess they didn't think about that when they were building it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they did.
Well, that's something you should be thinking about, I would think.
I don't know if they did, because that thing should be completely covered mm-hmm. all the way through. The abyss is dark. That's a dark tunnel. And you're going down pretty fast, but you're not seeing anything.
And then they shoot you into the I won't call it Lazy River. There are parts Lazy River and there are parts Rapids River.
Crazy. I call it Crazy River.
Yeah. And I have a bruise on my ass that's about the size of 2 softballs right now. Because if you do, some of them are without a raft, Cakes. Some of them you just lay down like we used to in Wild World back in the day.
Yeah,
then others, you got to get the raft.
I'm looking at an old donk crawling into the abyss at the Atlantis. And it just... It looks like he's just going to go into a hole and never come out.
Right.
Just looks terrifying.
But if you don't lift your body up enough on the raft, or you get one that's slightly deflated, which mm-hmm. happens later in the day,
mm-hmm.
then your butt hits the bottom, and I got a monster bruise.
How many times did you go down the Crazy River? Probably multiple times per day?
Just 2 or 3 times. Once you
I mean, it takes a while to get around it all the
Plus
way around.
Plus, the lines for those slides are long.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you go, like, Dylan would just kind of chill, and then at, like, 4:30 he would go.
And usually, end of July into August is their downtime. It's not supposed to be as crowded because it's so hot down there, but I'm guessing it was pretty effing crowded.
Yeah, I think it was pretty crowded.
Yeah, it always is.
I mean...
The worst time to go is March.
I've never gone when it's not crowded, but I've only been there 3 times.
Correct.
I went once like 15 years ago, maybe.
Did you see anybody? Any celebs?
I didn't recognize
athletes?
Any celebrities. It's funny. Yesterday, I got back late on Saturday night. Yesterday, we had the All-Star Swim Meet, and one of the dads was, how was your trip in Atlantis? And he said when he was there, I can't believe this celebrity is just roaming about doing slides and stuff. But he said... His daughter went up to Shakira.
Oh, really? That's a pretty big celeb to see out in the wild.
Out in the wild.
I didn't see anybody
I saw Mark Wahlberg there 1 year.
Yeah.
And he was just doing regular stuff amongst the common folk?
Yeah. It was his kids were really young, and he was just at one of the baby pools.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's Mark Wahlberg. Watch me do 50 push-ups before I
and
go.
And I told you I saw Tiger
slide.
There playing blackjack.
That's
I've seen so many people there.
You see
it's
Tim
crazy.
Tebow there?
I saw Tim Tebow the same week I saw Tiger.
I'm sure if I was scouring the casino later in the evening and in like the high rollers area, mm-hmm. I would see him. But
you're not going to be
when
in
I
casino.
Was in the casino, I'm by the cheapest.
Yeah, you're by the low
blackjack table.
You're by the cheap number.
$15
area.
A hand.
Right.
Did you actually play?
I actually didn't play, but I gave money to my kids who played, who promptly lost the money that I gave them.
Of course they did.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I think my son, who, look, the casinos here would check IDs.
100%.
The casinos
in Bahamas?
In Puerto Rico and the Bahamas, they'll let a 16, 17-year-old kid up to the table and play.
They're all about the tourism dollars. They're not really that into, like, checking for IDs.
I think I've seen, my son has only played maybe 10 to 12 hands of blackjack at the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him maybe win one hand.
Right.
Now, it seems like every time that I watch him play, I gave him $60.
Sure. That's not going to last very long.
Every time.
Was it five? Is he playing $5 hands?
$15 hands.
$15. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's going to last.
They don't have any $5
hands. That's literally going to last 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
Every time I think he has 14.
Well, 14 is a hard
one. It is a horrible.
Now, if the dealer has, what is it, 4, 5, or 6, 14's okay. But if the dealer's got a face card and Dylan's got 14, he's pretty much boned.
He pretty much hits on 14 every time and busts out.
Well, then look, I don't know anything about blackjack.
And then when he stays on 18 or 19, the house always gets 20 or 21.
Of course you have to stay on 18 or 19.
I know.
18 or 19.
I'm just saying. He right now has a horrific record in blackjack.
Trust me, it doesn't feel great staying on, like, 16 if the dealer's showing a 6. But,
you got
by the book, you're supposed to.
And so you had 2 rooms, correct?
2 rooms.
And then what were the dinners like? Pretty good dinners?
We only went to a fancy dinner one time.
I know. They're not cheap, especially when you have 5 people.
We only went to one semi-fancy dinner. I mean, we ended up going to one place in the marina over and over again because all the places are booked.
Yeah.
You got to get your reservations apparently months in advance.
Sure.
Well, we didn't do that.
Unless you want to eat at 9:30.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Kelsey was like, they only have reservations at 9 o'clock or 4:30.
Unacceptable.
That's like,
4:30
you know what?
Is doable. Eating at dinner at 9 p.m. I mean, we have standards here. We're not barbarians.
There was one place in that Marina Village where you could kind of roll up and I got the same thing like 2 or 3 times. Lobster quesadillas.
Oh, that sounds
they were really
sounds
good.
Delicious and expensive at the same time.
Oh, I'm trying to think of something.
Don't tell me. A lobster quesadilla in the Bahamas. I mean, that's got to be $25 minimum.
I think it was 30, which was reasonable for the restaurants there.
All right, you're paying.
I can tell you that Dylan and I went to the pizza place for lunch on multiple occasions, and we got the same order.
Yeah.
We each got 2 slices.
Mm-hmm.
He gets just cheese.
Yeah. Not surprising.
I got like the slice of the day and pepperoni. 2 sodas. That runs 43.
That sounds
about
right.
Are you talking about the pizza place right at the marina where all the boats are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there a million times. Did you go to Carmine's?
Because it was crowded. The amazing thing about that place is the places are crowded. If you go there at 6:30 and you walk into the restaurants, you see 15 open tables.
Yep.
And then you go, they go, how many are in your party? They say 5.
Yep. Nope, sorry.
Reservations until 9:30. And then you just look at the open table, like, what's going on here?
If I were them, I would just explain between tables. We're shifting between tables right now. We're waiting for the next party to come in that actually has a reservation.
Yeah, so it was a good time. But back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Watch some Olympics.
Yep.
I know Commanders are in training camp. A lot of Jaden Daniel buzz. You get to watch his throws.
The fans were out there finally yesterday.
3,000 people there.
I mean, it was incredible.
I know we will hit the Skins a little bit later in the show. Sam Fortier, who covers the Commanders for the Washington Post, he'll jump on at 7:40. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's the same number, 1-800-636-1067. You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.